Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so welcome back in. Tell you what, let me just look down, please.
You okay there?
Dude, this is not fair.
Turn off Telemundo.
No, no way.
I'm telling you.
You turn it off. You come in here and try to turn it off.
I'm telling you. And she's got her Colombian jersey on. I mean, come on. Come on. Deshaun Watson, Ben Maller, the feud continues. Ben Maller started this whole thing last week when he had a take on air. Of course, he does overnights for Fox Sports Radio. And I didn't necessarily disagree with what he said. And I thought some of it just kind of got blown out of proportion when he said, you know, this guy's not going to have a 15-year career, which is like, okay, yeah, we get it. I mean, I don't know that most Texan fans thought he was going to have a 15-year career anyway. I mean, you give us a good 10 to 11, 12 years, I think there's not a Texan fan right now. You give 10, 12 years of Deshaun Watson playing at a pretty high level, I think everybody's going to feel pretty good about things. And I'd like to think that you're going to get at least one Super Bowl run out of that when it's all said and done. So he came out, said he's not durable enough, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, that didn't sit too well with one Mr. Deshaun Watson, who turned around and said, LOL, clown, or something to that effect, and then blocked Ben Maller on Twitter. I don't know if that was necessary, but hey, it's social media. You can do these sort of things. When you're Deshaun Watson, you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want. Well, Ben Maller, not to be denied, had his own thoughts on one Mr. Deshaun Watson blocking him the way he did.
And just to be clear, Watson did not block him. Other athletes have blocked him. Watson did not block him.
Okay, so Watson didn't block him?
He didn't.
Oh, okay. So then then there you go. I got even more props for him then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did not block him. He did not block him, but here is Ben Maller talking about Deshaun Watson responding in the first place.
Deshaun Watson could be the most thin-skinned professional athlete. You know, he puts Kevin Durant to shame, and he's got rabbit ears too. Get rabbit ears. That is a toxic combination. Now, what is my evidence? Deshaun Watson, the tweet that he responded to, and he called me a clown. That's fine. I get paid to be a clown. I'm a talk show. I wear it proudly. But Watson responded to a tweet he wasn't tagged in. Now, if you're not on Twitter, and only like 7% of people are on there, feel like it's a lot more on our show, but maybe it's not your thing. You're not into it. You can tag someone in a tweet. He was not tagged in this. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means that he was searching Twitter for his name. You know what that is called? Look up the word narcissism, because you'll see Deshaun Watson right next to it. That's a narcissistic move.
All right, first of all, Deshaun Watson is the opposite of a narcissist, and none of us really had an issue with his questions about Watson's durability.
No, not at all.
We had none of that, so this isn't like some Homer defend Deshaun Watson thing. I don't know if Ben Maller knows how Twitter works, but for somebody who talks about it as much as he does, you don't have to be tagged in the initial tweet.
Yeah.
What happens is people reply to the tweet, and then they tag the athlete and bring it to his attention.
Yeah. We don't know if he did that, but either way, someone brought it up to him.
He wasn't going to go.
I wonder what Ben Maller is saying about me.
In the comments section, there was some Watson tags.
Yeah,
Deshaun Watson is not the type of guy that's sitting at home searching his own name to react to stuff on Twitter. That's just not what he is. There's a lot of things you can question about Deshaun Watson, his durability, if you want to do that, but being a narcissist, you sound like a jackass right now.
And I'm just going to be honest. I feel a little bit kind of suckered that we're even talking about this, because clearly he's just overstating every part of this.
He really does.
He's got thin skin. No, he doesn't. He's done the Twitter thing, as you just talked about. He's just trying to get a reaction and sadly got it.
No, unfortunately, he did. He did, as we sit here and talk about it.
Yeah.
And I guess, I think part of it is, too, because it is a sports radio guy, and like you said, Landry, I don't know if it's necessarily us, coming to bat, or, hey, we're homers, or the Texan station, so, of course, we're going to defend Deshaun Watson.
No, we actually agree with the premise.
His initial premise was spot on. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's some questions about his durability. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's one season in, so we'll, you know, I don't know that anybody's really questioning Carson Wentz's durability after 2 years, considering he went through a very similar injury. But, you know, with this is, I think this is part of the frustration with hot takes, is that when they're just this misinformed, all right? Because again, I sit and I have a hard time believing that Deshaun Watson is sitting around scrolling through. But you know what? Here's the thing. Who knows? Because I've done it. I mean, I'm not looking at myself because I'm not Deshaun Watson. And trust me, no one's. I mean, if I get five mentions a day, it's a good day. So I'm not in that same realm as a Deshaun Watson is. But I have a hard time believing that Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson knows what he's up against this year. Because while we love him up in Houston, and rightfully so, because this city is, to say it's been quarterback starved would be an understatement, okay? He knows, privately, he knows what the pressure is, because he knows that there's naysayers sure. out there that are questioning whether or not this guy can stay healthy, all right? Because again, the whole narrative of this season, and really the Texans changes, if for some reason, God forbid, he does get hurt again. And that's the last thing we want. But again, I'm sure there are people after the fact, but did anybody think that the Brock Osweiler situation was going to flame out as despicably as it did? And do you really want another situation where the guy that you really feel could take you to the next level can't stay healthy? Like that, I mean, I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. And so mm-hmm. I think there's that private thought of this is the worst case. No, we don't expect it to happen. But let's not pretend like that's not a possibility.
2018 is an opportunity for Deshaun Watson to become the biggest star in town. If he's not already. If Deshaun Watson plays a full season this year and he leads the Texans even to the playoffs and he shows an ounce of the excitement that he showed last year in 6.5 games,
yeah.
Deshaun Watson's going to be the biggest star in town. He might already be, but he's going to be the undisputed biggest star in town if he does that this year.
I mean, we're sitting here talking about promoting, the roast of Robert Brazil on Monday, and how many people still just, you know, that's just a part of their lives because football is king here, and that's the closest we've ever gotten to having that kind of a level of success. First of all, but the passion, you know, and to be that kind of a team, they're on the brink. They were on the brink in 2011, and it didn't work.
Yeah,
J.J. Watt was the Deshaun Watson. J.J. Watt was, you know, in 2011, mm-hmm. 2012 was like. I mean, he obviously became a huge star, but became like owning this town.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson is the reason that this could happen again.
And he's more Altuve than he is James Harden in mm-hmm. that he's easy to root for. Like, part of me left when Deshaun Watson tore his ACL. I felt bad for him. And you saw the reaction to it. James Harden's going to win the MVP pretty soon. But for whatever reason, there are Rockets fans in town, and everybody wants the Rockets to do well. But when they lose, you don't feel as bad for James Harden. Like when Deshaun Watson lost those games to New England and Seattle, you legitimately felt bad for him. People don't feel that way for James Harden. They love Altuve. They love all these Astros. Deshaun Watson is one of those mm-hmm. guys it's not just what he does on the field. Mm-hmm. It's everything else that comes with the package.
Well, he had a great backstory as well, and it doesn't hurt. And, you know, Clint Sterner talked about this on Friday when he was with us. You know, the guy single-handedly almost beat Alabama two times. You know, I mean, should have, you know, damn near beat him the first year and then came back in dramatic fashion and beat him again against two of the greatest defenses in college football history. You know, when you gave Nick Saban, you know, the guru, as we like to refer to him as, and rightfully so, a month to prepare for him and knew what he was getting into, especially the second time. So, no, Deshaun, to me, I think he's already the biggest star in town. I think it's just a matter, and again, if you've watched NFL Network at all, this offseason,
he's on once every probably 41 minutes.
The dude, I'm telling you, man, and that's why, and I'm glad that the triple threat, you know, mm-hmm. and God, I'll tell you what, they get all the good stuff. When they asked him last week, you know, have you grasped what, you know, this city thinks of you? Standby to standby, because if this dude does what we think he's capable of doing this year, this city will lose its mind because it's a different deal. And I can say this from my own personal experience. When you've been a part of when you've rooted for a football team, and this is how you know how important the quarterback position is, but you've never had a quarterback to support that's your own. It's one thing. Listen, as a Chiefs fan, yeah, okay, we got Joe Montana. All right, we had Trent Green. Who cares? Mm-hmm. All right, we got Joe Montana when he was old and beat up, and we had Trent Green because he got his knee blowed out in St. Louis. All right, yeah, he had good years. But we've never had a franchise quarterback that when you're the Green Bay Packers of the world, when you're the New England Patriots of the world, when you're the, hell, the Saints of the world, when you've got a franchise quarterback that is your guy that you know you could stick Joe Bag of Donuts around him, but you got a chance to win. That's where the Texans are at. That's where the Chiefs are at. That's why you have this optimism that trumps previous years.
And the ball's in his hands every time, and you just look at all the stuff. If you just look back at all the stuff that had to happen for Deshaun Watson to come here, There was a poll that came out the other day that I think our boss sent where the worst mistake for each franchise the last 15, 20 years. And obviously Brock Osweiler was looked at as that mistake. But I don't even look at the Brock Osweiler thing as a mistake just because of the hope I have for Deshaun Watson. I don't want to put him in the Hall of Fame yet. He's still got to prove he can stay on the field. But if Brock Osweiler hadn't sucked as bad as he had and been as much of a disaster as he'd been, and he'd been just okay, maybe the Texans give him another year and they continue with the experiment and they don't trade for the second round pick to get rid of him. Then they don't trade up for the first round pick to get Deshaun Watson, and the urgency's not there. So I don't even, because of the hope I have for Deshaun, I don't even look at the Brock Osweiler thing as a bad thing. I almost look at as a blessing in disguise.
Well, now you can.
It was garbage when it was happening.
Well, but it also said you don't want to ever, you know, set your franchise back. You set your franchise back 2 years minimum, and mm-hmm. that's not even counting this past season. You know, when you're trying to, you know, to get, you know, find your quarterback. It was a disaster. But sometimes out of the disaster, you know, good things happen. And we know that in this city more than anybody on different levels.
No doubt.
And the other thing about Deshaun is that when he came in here, even the biggest fans, and Fred, I know you were on board, Lopez, I know you were on board, but even the biggest fans of Deshaun Watson, they assumed that Bill O'Brien was a hard-headed idiot who was trying to clone the next Tom Brady. He wanted the tall stiff in the pocket to try to make the plays, and you didn't know if he was going to be able to maximize Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's brought out the best in Bill O'Brien as well.
I think that's
for
also,
many people.
That's also TBD. I think that was a small sample size. Deshaun Watson's best plays were all improvised, which he's going to continue to do that. Yeah. But how much of it is Bill O'Brien? I think with this offseason, we'll find out if it's going to be the all 16 games. Just real quick side note: did you notice how he put Pat Mahomes in the same category?
Yeah, I did.
I ignored that garbage. You just slipped that in.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, how many starts did he have last year?
What's that?
How many starts did he have last year?
One.
Okay.
One. That's all right. Listen, I'm A-okay with it.
If you got a Pat Mahomes, wait a minute. What?
Oh, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. And I know this because, you know, listen, you guys know I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
And I follow my Chiefs. I mean, listen, they're my you guys know. They are just as They are just as amped in Kansas City as folks are here in Houston about Deshaun Watson.
I understand that, but they shouldn't be as.
Oh, absolutely. They should be. You guys, I actually
like Patrick Mahomes.
You didn't? Did any of y'all watch that Denver game last year?
You didn't. I don't remember.
You didn't? No, you didn't. Did you? No, you didn't.
I saw a little bit.
You didn't watch it. I watched it. I felt it in every fight.
Talking about that game that didn't matter, right?
What's that?
That game that didn't matter.
Listen, well, the Chiefs are going to the playoffs.
They benched him.
So all the guys with the little nicks and bruises.
He was so magical. They went back to Alex Smith.
Yeah. Who said he could feel it? Who said he could feel it in his bones? Andrew Luck. Yeah. I feel it in my bones. Oh, yeah. No knocking on wood. Okay.
You know what? Las Vegas was built on feelings.
I got
a feeling the nine's gonna hit.
Have we made a bet yet about how many games the Chiefs are gonna win this year? Have we made one? You said what, eight? I said nine.
Said eight. Yeah.
Right,
I said nine. What did we bet?
We haven't put it. You didn't think they'd win nine games. I said I'd take that bet. We didn't bet anything on it though. We haven't put a, like an actual, you know, something that what's the prize? So let's marinate on that. When we return, tell you what, you talk about third, fourth, fifth best team, Landry. Like I said, you guys have been on this since day one when we did our first mock show. I don't know how this is going to turn out next year for the Houston Rockets. I really, really don't. This is turning out to be a very interesting situation, how this free agency and this offseason is planning out for your Houston Rockets. And what is CP3 doing to try to mend it as best he can? We'll discuss that next. Don't go anywhere. And some dilapidated movie reviews. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Tuesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.